My name is Bo Freeland. I'm from Indianapolis, Indiana. I met Coach Maiden when I was 17 years old, I remember. I was playing baseball and trying to get recruited by colleges. And that's when I believe I received an email from Coach Maiden laying out details of his program and his travel baseball team. From there, we met up and I joined the Satchel Paige All-Stars. 2008, what was my experience like being part of Coach Maiden's program? It was eye-opening, definitely. I would say that first and foremost, the caliber of baseball that Coach Maiden and his program introduced me to was next level, and it prepared me for college baseball, which I ultimately went on to go play and pitch and for my college years. But to be a part of that was just really the first kind of stepping stones into a next level of baseball. What was the team like? So I played on two, actually, because you could say that winter ball baseball team was the first one, and then the second one was the summer travel baseball team, more of a longer season there. But it was fun. You know, the guys were fun. It was, again, a new experience, and to meet other baseball players from around the Midwest. I believe it was mostly from the Midwest. I think a couple guys were from Texas as well. But just to get a feel for them and where they grew up from, where they played, who they played with, how they play, it was definitely unique and a fun time for sure. So, you know, what were some things, comical things on and off the field? I would say, you know, as a general rule, once you get in between the white lines, it's all business from there. But you got to keep it light at the same time, just because baseball is a kid's sport. So that's what, even growing up, it keeps you youthful and fun. So I couldn't say just one experience. I know hanging out in the hotels is always fun, just getting some downtime in between there, talking baseball, just letting loose, maybe getting out a little bit around the city, go grab some food, just joking all the time. It was always just a fun kind of atmosphere. I mean, it was there was never a dull moment. I mean, I guess you could say that. What did I think about Coach Maiden? Well, experience in baseball after kind of seeing Coach's resume of, again, when I first started and we first reached out and I was doing my own research, whether or not I wanted to be a part of it, you know, Coach would have me. But, yeah, I mean, Coach, he's been in baseball a whole lifetime. I mean, up until that point, he's worked with several professionals, scouted teams, scouted for professional baseball teams. I mean, just kind of his resume put in my mind that this is where I should be, because he's going to prepare me. He's seen a lot. He's done it all. He's going to prepare me to where I want to be, you know, professionally. I didn't get there, but, you know, that's okay. I mean, he showed me the path to get there, and he put me on that path. Oh, yeah. Did Coach have a doghouse? Yes. Coach had his moments where he didn't see baseball being played correctly or being played how it should be. And he was quick to let us know that. As fun and a good time as being on the baseball team was, again, once you're in between the white lines, it's business. And from there, Coach is business. And nobody wants to be in a doghouse. So Coach's doghouse was just a little bit different because, you know, you let him down. It felt like you let him down, and you didn't want to do that because ultimately I grew a lot of respect with Coach Maiden, and I wanted to play to my best ability and stay out of his doghouse for sure. What were the road trips like? Just about like how you would go on vacation with your family, maybe take a long road trip. There's, again, plenty of laughs, plenty of good times, good memories to kind of reminisce on. Going down to Florida was always fun because that was kind of the longer road trip. I mean, the other ones, and going out to Nebraska as well. Just a lot of fun, you know, guys just hanging loose, that you could call it, and they're just hanging loose, having a good time, enjoying the summer, enjoying the company. But to finally get to the hotel room was nice, to finally lay your stuff out and get relaxed, and then kind of mentally prepare you for the upcoming tournament. What was it like traveling around with a diverse group of guys? It was, I mean, the one word that sticks out to me in the whole, you know, experience of it, me being as young as I was, new to this realm of kind of a next level travel baseball program, to get to know these young boys, these people, these, you know, now friends, you can call them. It was just a unique experience because you were going there to learn about baseball and develop your game, get recruited, talk to the college scouts. And that was all in my mind as, you know, I was approaching it. But getting there, being part of it, going through the motions, going through the entire season, you know, perspective is what grows on you. And perspective of other people's life, you know, their goals, their dreams, are different from yours. And it doesn't mean it's any less or any greater. It's just they have goals and dreams, and that kind of opens your eyes, open my eyes in terms of life, you know. Baseball was a big part of that, and it, you know, it still is. But on the outside of that, to learn something about people, their places, where they come from, I grew a lot of perspective as well playing with Coach Mate. So I'd say that it was a lot of perspective and growth and knowledge playing with a bunch of diverse guys like that. What would I say to Coach Maiden? Well, I'd say, Coach, you should have threw me 4 extra innings. No, but seriously, I would thank him greatly and showing me, opening doors. I mean, really, that's what Coach Maiden does. You see, he opens doors for kids that want to play baseball. He opens doors for kids that want to get to that next level and they want to train and do what they need to do. Coach provides that. So I would just say thank you, you know, because you, Coach, are partially where, part of my life that's put me where I am today. You know, and I'm grateful for that. He taught me discipline. He taught me knowledge of the baseball game, and you just introduced me to a world that I'm, you know, might not have been able to see had it not been for you, Coach. So thank you.